WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, you may not have seen it in person yet, but you can see a picture of it on our website tonight, and you'll likely hear about it soon. Three Jersey icons, Bruce Springsteen, Jon Bon Jovi, and Jon Stewart, appear on a new billboard urging residents to mask up. The language may be slightly too salty for our airwaves, but you can see it at NJ1015.com. NJ Transit says tonight service will remain modified through the holiday weekend on the North Jersey coastline. In the aftermath of a derailment yesterday morning in Perth Amboy, service will resume for the entire line in both directions, but there will be changes. Substitute busing will end. Full details can be found on the NJT website. Businesses would be able to seek compensation for losses and closures caused by restrictions that accompany the public health emergency if a bill introduced by some Republicans makes it into law. Assemblyman Greg McGuckin says if the shutdowns are done to benefit the public, then the public should be willing to pay that cost.
It just seems to me if government is going to take that position, then government should be responsible to cover their damages.
McGuckin says it's similar to a road expansion that takes a portion of a parking lot. It is allowed, but the state has to compensate the business for that taking. An 11th-hour executive order, so to speak, from Governor Murphy right before Thanksgiving, but it does not impact the holiday whatsoever. Instead, the governor announcing tonight special school board elections scheduled for January 26th will be postponed to March. A positive COVID-19 test among the ranks of the Monmouth University men's basketball team has led the squad to pause all scheduled activities. Student athletes, coaches, and staff will now all enter a 14-day quarantine. As a result, tonight's game against Hofstra and upcoming tilts versus Maryland and St. Francis Brooklyn all canceled. While they can't be on campus, students of a Rutgers Camden Honors Biology class about the opioid epidemic have been running a laboratory at their own homes. Professor Nathan Freed says the students, most of them freshmen, have received a lab in a box.
The lab in the box comes with everything from little fruit flies. It comes with food. It comes with a watchmaker's eye loop so that the students can actually see the fruit flies up close.
Freed expects to continue this practice post-pandemic as well. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to NJ1015.com/podcast. Rain to usher in Thanksgiving. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Jersey
1.5 News Time 6:04. New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
We have a lot of accidents that have been cropping up of late since we've gotten into the evening hours here. 70 West at Airport Road in Lakewood, you've got a crash. Watch out on the Parkway northbound at exit 98 and Wall. There's a stall right at the exit ramp, and then just past it, there's a multi-car crash blocking two lanes to the left. Again, just north of exit 98 and Wall. Heads up for delays. Route 1 in North Brunswick is a northbound crash at Aaron Road. And watch out on Route 18 as you go north at Paulus Boulevard, New Brunswick. That's another crash. Things have thinned out along the New Jersey Turnpike, however. Now the eastern spur, as you go north near 15X, we're getting rid of a crash in the left lane. And if you're going north on 287 up to Montville at exit 47, that's a crash. 20 minutes of the George Washington Bridge tolls. Don't forget NJ Transit rail service remains suspended on the North Jersey coastline between South Amboy and Penn Station, New York. They are providing bus service, making stops at South Amboy, Perth Amboy, Woodbridge, and Avenel. Tom Rivers, New Jersey, traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. So we have two spots that are nasty right now. One is at 73 in the Maple Shade area, and it's jammed on 73 south from Stiles Ave down through to Kings Highway, Route 41, where there's an accident. Seven cars were involved, seven of them. So expect jams at that stretch at 73. Plan ahead if you can, so you can go over to Church Road or Route 38 instead. And then we have the Atlantic City Expressway westbound with that delay from exit 17 to exit 28. And we had a bunch of cars involved with that one as well. It looks like there's still just one lane to get you by through that stretch. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
Now the Blue Foundry Bank business report. Hospitals will be allowed to care for Medicaid patients in their own homes during the pandemic under a new program to help hospitals deal with the latest surge. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said today the program will let hospitals quickly start such programs, which offer constant electronic monitoring and other technology. They have been used for patients with private insurance in a limited way. Then the pandemic dramatically boosted their use. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones closed down 174 points.
Introducing Blue Carbon Business Checking, with free features and services that could cost over $2,000 at other banks. Only at Blue Foundry Bank, where things are made For more information, visit BlueFoundryBank.com or call 888-931-BLUE. Member FDIC.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 607.
All Jersey, all the time.
It's good to hear everybody's different opinions.
New Jersey 101.5.
Jersey 101.5 News Time 609. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Here we go. Thanksgiving almost here, and we've got some rain to talk about. Let's walk through the timeline of this wet weather as we try to salvage a piece of the holiday. Tonight, scattered showers arriving, mainly late evening across New Jersey, and then the rain becomes steadier and heavier by daybreak tomorrow morning. Lows fall into the lower 50s, only dropping a few degrees from this afternoon. Now, your Thanksgiving morning will feature periods of rain. Looks pretty wet. We'll taper to showers tomorrow afternoon, with highs bumping into the lower 60s. We will be on the mild side temperature-wise. Friday, the sun comes out with highs holding steady in the lower 60s. Looks like a nice day. And Saturday and Sunday look pretty good, too. Cooler, highs come down to the mid-50s, but it looks dry with partly to mostly sunny skies. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Patterson, 47 degrees. Camden, 49. Berkeley Heights, 45. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.